to you. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard here on the beginning of the Masters of 2021, live in downtown Las Vegas. Good guest today on the program, Paul Stone. We'll try to sneak in some more bets on this event in 45 minutes before it actually starts. We're going to have tee times going off in about an hour. Michael Lombardi, some NFL coming up in an hour. And Randy McKay, he'll join us, professional gambler, in a couple of hours. I think he has some picks on the Frozen Four. But also, he was around downtown here in Las Vegas last weekend when it looked like another casino got hacked.
You can't stop the Russians, Mitch.
Yeah.
You can't stop them.
You can't even contain them.
No. They are. They tried to get me once, too. I mean, these Russians are... They don't mess around.
So
they'll take you out.
Starting today, I have to be honest, I think I was a little bit more excited about the Masters in November because of what we all went through, obviously the same thing together. I was intrigued to what it was going to look like on a college football Saturday, you know, with everything going on at the same exact time. But at the same time, I hope this event is a little bit more dramatic than November because DJ was just too good, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He won by, what, 5 strokes? He killed the field. Think about that. I mean, Cameron Smith became the first golfer in history at Augusta to have all 4 rounds in the 60s, and he lost by 5 strokes.
I'm hoping for chaos, and I'm hoping for a lot of drama, and I think we're going to get it. And I can't wait for Wordy to go here in about an hour. This is going to be, you know, all our sharp golf guys have been on fire here, humans, and no one better than Jeff and Wes. But there's just so many different things to bet here, and all the various props, and the hole-in-one, the groups, the yes-no, make the cut. Paul Stone's got like 12 plays. Paul Stone's coming on. He's got like 9 matches. He's not going to give all of them out, but he's got like 9 matchups, a bunch of guys to win. And I mean, Brady Cannon solid as well. This is great. And they just come in from all different angles. Like we've discussed that Bet Rivers prop about, will there be an eagle on 7? John McKay in Canada. Rich in Canada. Played golf in Missouri. The reason why the 7 eagle prop is so low, 2 of the 4 days they put the hole in a bowl. Wedges and short irons scare the hole frequently when you simply hit the right section of the green. There have been a few hold iron shots on 7 over the years, and Bill sent this on Twitter, what Tiger did, when Tiger did it. Not a slam dunk, no bet. And it's gone from plus 110 to no minus 150.
That's right.
But that was a good email, too. He also likes Day and Paul Casey.
You know, the one thing that Indy Jeff, I think, said the best yesterday was, you need to really be careful at the Masters because you can have too many bets. And you don't want to get in over your skis, right? I think I have now 5 outrights, which is, 5. But they're all pretty much long shots, right? So if one of them comes in, it'll be a good day. But I added probably 7 or 8 more bets last night across the board, maybe 10, on the yes-no to make the cut, on matchups, and on guys to finish top 10 and top 20.
Yep.
You can, and then I'm going to be betting the event live probably.
Good, yep. What did Jeff Sherman have? Will it at? Like 125-1 when he won?
Yeah,
I had Cabrera. I had Cabrera at 90-1 the year he won it. I mean, you can just these bombs can come in, yes.
Yep. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap some of the betting nuggets from last night that you need to know. I would bet the Dodgers again today in the same exact situation, but I would change one thing. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball this afternoon. The Pirates home to take on the Cubs. Arrieta against Anderson. Cubs minus 135. Pirates plus 125. Over under at 8.5. Red Sox taking on Baltimore. It is Harvey against Rodriguez. Orioles plus 147. Red Sox minus 159. Over under at 9. Also this afternoon, Rockies home in Denver taking on Arizona. It is Gray against Kelly. Diamondbacks plus 106. Rockies minus 116. Over under 11.5 in the thin air. Seattle taking on Minnesota. Berrios against Gonzalez. Seattle plus 170. Twins at minus 185. It's Masters Week, and the VSiN team has every angle covered for this year's first major. As a VSiN subscriber, you have access to our roster of golf betting experts, best bet email, a special Masters Week episode of Long Shots, including a special guest appearance from Scott Van Pelt. Start your VSiN free trial today at VSiN.com/subscribe, keeping up with all the action, including daily updates with odds for each round. That's VSiN.com/subscribe.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
Oh.
time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Welcome aboard. Follow the Money here. It is Masters Week, and no one has better golf betting coverage than VSiN. Subscribers have access to our full Masters coverage on VSiN.com with current odds, analysis of key golfers, and picks from our experts. Also, watch this week's episode of Long Shots with our golf experts Brady Cannon, Wes Reynolds, and Matt Eumanns, plus a guest appearance from Scott Van Pelt. It's the first major of the year, and our golf team is already in midseason form. Make sure you start your VSiN free trial today to keep up with all the action. You're going to get 24/7 video coverage, full access to our coverage on VSiN.com, and picks from every one of our experts. In the Masters Betting Guide, Wes Reynolds has a detailed breakdown on every player in the field. How good is that? Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, Paulie, we talked, a lot to recap here from what took place last night in the sports world. Little NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball.
And the lead should be Jack Campbell.
Well,
I mean, this is unbelievable. Can you believe it? A Toronto record. He does it again. 10-0. 8-2 to the end.
It really is something else.
I know. This is great.
Yeah.
It's a brick wall. Montreal scored on the first shot. Like, Toronto scores right away with Matthews. Montreal answers, and then they get one more pass, and that's it. Another win for the Leafs. The division should be in the bag. I mean, this guy is unbelievable now what Campbell's doing since they acquired him.
They should have their answer here in the playoffs.
Yes.
It has to be this guy. Unlike we discussed the Golden Knights, like, what do you do come playoff time? Is it going to be Leonard or Marc-Andre Fleury? Let it play out. Well, we have the answer right now for the Maple Leafs. Like, this is the guy you got to go with.
32 saves.
Again last night. Did it again.
Yep.
3-2 win.
Yep, one of those nights. And then Grubauer got chased.
I did not need that.
That was, yikes. What happened there? Although the Knights got beat, too. So you're still in great shape with Colorado to win the division, and then it's like the easy schedule the rest of the way.
You know, that number yesterday on the Avalanche was out of control, and we talked about that. I mean, it was 190 when we were on the air.
And a team that's won 11 and 12 at home. Yep. Yeah. How about the little day hockey? Hey, you like Edmonton there with the empty net goal with 1 second left? Mm. Cover the puck line, 4-2, 8-0 against Ottawa this year. Wow.
Yeah, they've owned them. Yep. All right, so I bet the Dodgers yesterday -160, made the case throughout the entire show. Couldn't believe it was that low. Betts sat in the game. Bellinger sat. And I would tell you this right now. I would make the same exact bet today in the same exact situation if it was Dodgers at A's, Bauer against Lizardo, and it was in the $1.60 range. I would bet him again, but here is what I would change. When it was 3-2 Dodgers going to the ninth, and I was looking right at different apps. The A's were +575 in play when the Dodgers decided to trot out, for some reason, Kenley Jansen again.
I wanted to bet it, too, but I couldn't. They didn't have it. I know.
Okay. Oh. Next time, I would have bought out of the bet.
Yep.
I did not do that yesterday.
It's a travesty. And that's the big difference between the 98-99 Yankees and this outfit.
Yep.
That guy. It's enough already. If David Price can't even make the rotation, do what you can do to get the top-notch closer. Because this guy's a gas can. I've seen enough of it. Now, first of all, they blew the game. Second and third, nobody out in the seventh, didn't score. Bases loaded in the ninth, didn't score. And I don't care if they're facing Clemens in his prime and you got Rivera out of the pen. They shouldn't be held to 3 runs. But what were the hits? 8-3 going into the ninth?
Yes.
So he blows it. It didn't take long. Base hit, walk, the fun begins.
Yep.
And they lose an extra innings. So, it's enough already. I've seen enough of Jansen, and it's inexcusable that he is the closer with this ridiculous roster and the resources they have, and they could go get anybody or bring anybody in. So everything you said, and there were some people on Twitter and email who bought out of it, too, once they saw this guy come in.
Yep, that's the proper play. And you know, I probably won't have the Dodgers many times this year because they're going to be that's why I like them again. They were not priced to the moon against the A's in this series. So I thought that price was way too small. If I'm in that spot again to bet him at like 150, 160, anytime he comes out, I'm buying out of it. I don't care. And so we've been on the air here since 2017. Have we not been saying this?
Yes.
Since like 2018?
Yeah. Concerns about the Dodgers pen and that guy.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Yep. They blew that game, though. It was just a fluke. Bauer with the wild pitch, and they couldn't put him away, and seemingly two guys on every inning.
Every inning.
Couldn't get the run across. Yep. That one was tough.
But onward and upward. And the A's play today against the Astros, and they should be 0-7. And this is not going to be.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be.
And I like the Astros, too. Now, the Astros come back. They're at home. They're waiting for them, right? They're waiting for them, even though it was getaway day. And the A's have travel now. And they just got swept in a four-game series, 9-2, 9-1, 9-5, 8-1. So, whoop-de-doo. You want a cookie? You want a game. The A's are a mess right now. They're last in runs. They've allowed the most runs. They're 29th in average. They're last in slugging. Houston's second in runs scored. And they're on a 60-25 run at home. And I'd like to play against Irvin here again. And it's Javier against Irvin, open 165 at Circa.
Yeah.
So I'll be glad to take the Astros again today. But there's some good nuggets and good things going on because there's so many different, obviously, well, the great thing about baseball, so many different things you can bet and get. Yankees, Seattle, San Francisco, all 6-0, no runs scored in the first inning on the season. The Yankees should be 6-0 to the under for the game.
That's right.
It's 5-1. It was a miracle over with five runs in the bottom of the eighth into the top of the ninth. Pirates, every game there's been a run scored in the first inning. Cleveland again, Bieber, 13-1 under run, first five, under. Cleveland, 0-5 in the first five. 0-4-1 to the under. Here are their runs. 0-1-1. 0-0. They can't do anything on offense.
Wow.
Detroit, 5-1 first five. Houston, 5-0-1. The A's, 0-6-1. So a lot going on with the first five and first innings. And
sure.
And interesting stuff here.
Another one, though, last night. Yankees, losers to the Orioles.
Yeah.
They out-hit the O's last night 13-4. And you lost the game in extras?
I don't know.
Man.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, I can't believe that with this underrun with the Yankees. Yep. And Means was solid again.
Yeah, he's...
two good starts.
Sure.
Yeah, there's some interesting games today and interesting angles. This is intriguing. And Gary pointed this out, too. So, the great bounce back by the Red Sox. Get swept by the Orioles. Then they take out the Rays, and now the Orioles play an extra inning game, and now it's followed with travel and a day game.
Sure.
So they're playing until 11 o'clock. By the time they shower, get everything ready to go, and then they got to travel, and now the Red Sox are right there. And you're going against Harvey.
It's Harvey.
Right.
On the mound today.
And they are on a ridiculous run when Rodriguez starts game one of a series, the record that the Red Sox are on. But they couldn't touch up Harvey or do a lot of damage against him the first time. I would think this is the game where the Red Sox are feeling good about themselves, and they get to Harvey, and the total's 9.5.
Yeah, we also stressed that yesterday, though, with the Red Sox, because they have really good career numbers against Yarbrough, and Eovaldi was, I mean, that was basically a pick 'em game, and that we thought was a good bet with Boston yesterday, and they came through with flying colors, and now the Rays are struggling a little bit here after a quick start on the season. After they blew that game with Glasnow on the mound the other day, the Red Sox get them in back-to-back spots. So we'll get to the full Major League card a little bit later on in the program. We also had good NBA action last night. Nets blowout winners, scored 139 points. KD's returned to that team.
Yeah.
And the big one out here on the West Coast as the Suns took care of the Jazz in overtime. Donovan Mitchell hit a 3-4 overtime. And the Suns got it done, man. 117-113. And they are still around 30-1, 25-30-1 in that neighborhood to win the NBA championship. Like, nobody's giving them any credit yet.
You imagine if they get the 2 seed and they have to face the Lakers? Is that how it plays out? Something like that. But 7 in a row. Great for our division bets. Horrible spot, though, tonight. And a bad beat on the under with what happened in overtime. But now that you're playing the Clippers on the road, you went to overtime. They're waiting for you, and the Clippers are laying 5.
Yeah.
But if they can win this game tonight somehow, then you can pretty much say, okay, now you're really, because then you're up 5 in the loss column with about 20 games left. Then you're really, and you're, I looked today at Bet Rivers, they're $1.15 to win the division.
Are they?
So that was another, and I'll give you another one here. This is worth some pizza money. At Bet Rivers, the Nuggets are 20-1 to win the division. They're going to be favored in every game the rest of the month. It's down to 5. They're 5 out. And Utah's kind of leaking oil here.
Yeah, I have bets on Denver already to win that division. I expected a run to be coming. I grabbed them around 16 or 18 to 1 a little while back. And Utah has some pretty tough spots coming up yet still on the schedule. So they're going to make a run. I don't know if they're going to pull this off or not, but Denver should absolutely make a run. And look at how they, again, playing so well with, since Gordon came over. And, you know, lower scoring game last night. Joker might win the MVP. And the schedule setting up beautifully here for this team now.
They've won 7 in a row.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Boston, Golden State, Miami, Houston, Memphis. At Portland's tough. Golden State, Houston, Memphis, New Orleans, Toronto. Could be favored in every game the rest of the month. Yeah. 5 back, 20-1.
And here's the thing. Just when we think we have like this league figured out, somehow the Mavericks go out and lose last night to the Rockets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, ridiculous. Yep. That was ridiculous.
That's just, and you have their season bet.
Yeah.
Their win total over.
Sure. Yeah. Easy schedule, and that happens. Now I got to play Milwaukee tonight, and they're a 1.5-point dog. I don't see what happens with Freak. Can't lose a game like that. Struggling on offense against the Rockets?
Yeah.
Down 11 going into the fourth quarter? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, there was also...
I got the division bet, too, and Memphis won.
That's right. And Memphis is, what, a game back?
Yeah.
And they're still...
I'm still a 1-10 favorite. I mean, it's still get a nice buyback on Memphis, but I mean, come on, this should be over already.
Yeah, and then the Knicks-Celtics finish last night. It's like a tie game with a minute to play.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of points scored. Celtics go out to a 99-93 lead. There's a three hit by the Knicks with 6 seconds left. They foul the Celtics. Marcus Smart hits two more free throws. It's 101-96. Knicks hit a three again with 2 seconds to play, whatever it was. Decide not to foul. So they hit 2 threes in the final 6 seconds to cover that closing number. That's a rough one if you had the Celtics last
yes,
night.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
The way that played out.
Uh-huh. Indeed. Got to feel good about the Nets to win the division, too.
Well.
That's up there as well with Durant back now.
Are you feeling good beyond that?
I don't see how anyone beats them in a 7-game series. Did you see that? It's the first time in NBA history they have 6 guys who made multiple All-Star appearances. You already have Durant, Kyrie, and Harden, and they get good Blake. I don't know how much they have left in the tank, but still, you go out and get Blake and Aldridge. It's ridiculous.
Give me the team that could make it interesting in the East, that can really give them a run for their money.
Milwaukee would have to, everything would have to go in from three. And I didn't even know if that's enough. Because you know how they pack it in against Freak come playoff time.
Sure.
Philly
might be the team.
This is just, we're too far into the season. I was talking to Fitz yesterday. Because I see, you know, VGK is like 0-8. What is it? 0-18 on the power play. It's something ridiculous. 0-18 drought on the power play. 25th in the league. This is who you are now. We're too far into the season. This is who Miami is. This is who...
Yeah,
it's not happening. I can't see how a team's going to beat the Nets in a 7-game series.
I mean, you've been saying for weeks that, right, the Heat are going to pull away and win this division. And it's still like they're a half game back as we sit here with like 20 games left.
And you got an Atlanta loss, too.
Yeah. Had to have that nice combo last night on my Hornets bet, I think, is almost dead. But as I wake up again this morning, they're in first place.
Yeah. Another loss for OKC. That's a big one tonight for win total. I'm telling you, that's that you are... You are cooking with Crisco if you bet the Thunder under. You got a shot.
Which, I mean, go back a month.
If they lose tonight, you got a shot.
If you go back 3 weeks to a month, you basically had no prayer to win that bet.
No.
And then, snowball, downhill.
Uh-huh. This is great. Oh.
I would really like to see a Suns win tonight again. Would love to see a Suns win.
You imagine?
Well, I mean, problem is...
This?
And I hope...
That East Coast roadie coming up.
Yeah.
But.
The problem is, and I hope I'm dead wrong on this... This is a terrific spot here for the Clippers. And if they're going to be playing their guys in this game and there's no, you know, like load management, whatever, it's a tough turnaround here for the Suns to go and take on this Clippers outfit.
Yep. Thanks to Chad Andrews, by the way, for that nugget on the Nuggets. On Denver. But 36-13 when they score 100 points, Phoenix. 22-8 against the West. This is no fluke. This is no fluke.
Did you see that? How about this? Booker scored 35 last night. He never hit a three.
Really?
He killed him on the, you know, from he's like Gonzaga last night.
Yeah.
Killed him from two, made his free throws, never, you know, knocked down 1-3.
I'll give you another one. Miami's 14-13 at home. How? Come on. What's going on?
Oh, you know what it is? Well, you know, Florida's been open, though. I was going to get real cocky and say it's the no nightclubs there because of the pandemic. So teams can't go out and party the night before a game. But I think Florida's been wide open.
This is fun. This is great. We got something every day. We're getting down to it in hockey. NBA's getting juicy. Masters. Baseball's been a fun opening week. Deshaun Watson, well, every day there's something news there.
Well, see if we got more draft props come out
every
single day.
More draft props. See what the Falcons are going to do. Can't wait to talk to Lombardi.
I really hope you're right with this Jack Campbell thing.
Well,
I think it's going to be
You walked into something here.
Yeah,
you have
absolutely
to embrace it. You are handed a gift, Toronto. Embrace it. Anything. You can't stop a hot goalie. And I'm glad Jeff had the t-shirt on. But you cannot stop a hot goalie. Doesn't matter how much talent you have, and they're loaded offensively.
Yeah,
loaded.
They are.
But now, what's been the problem? You're right. We've been doing the show for 4 years. What do we always say? Maple Leafs, please.
Sure.
Can't trust the goaltending. 10-in-a-row record. Here's your guy.
Yep.
Awesome since you acquired him in a trade.
It's always been the issue.
Like a 1-4 goals against. 10-in-a-row. There it is.
And
your guy.
Their power rating has been pretty much right there with the teams, you know, like Tampa Bay.
They're going to the cup. They're going to the cup. They're too good.
You want to call it right now?
Absolutely. They finally found a goalie. The Maple Leafs are going to do this.
Well, you should be betting them as we speak.
Yep. I got to do that. And then these other races, too. I mean, I'm going to set a record today for games I bet and played. I haven't had a losing day in a long time. Chelsea under. Never in doubt. Right? With the Porto. But there's so much on the hockey card. Islanders at home, 16-1. Why are the Capitals only $1.15 against the Bruins, who are starting a third or fourth string goalie? Predators are on fire. Short price against the Red Wings. Some of it looks too easy. Tampa's $1.35 in regulation. The one sport where these guys always bounce back is hockey. St. Louis, obliterated and embarrassed. Come back with a win. Wild, same thing. Come back and win.
Right.
And I think you get that out of Tampa. Tampa's been great off a loss. They've been great when they have a loss and only score two or fewer goals. I think you get a huge effort out of the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, too.
By the way, on that note, who does Colorado play next?
Oh, the body bag.
Because, well,
I think it's a San Jose, right?
If it's a bad team, they're going to be laying 350 anyway, but that's going to be a game where they come out and have five goals in the first period again.
Ducks.
Yeah, there you go.
Road. That's on the road.
Okay. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bad beats, line moves from last night. Win some, lose some. Coming up next.
Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. There's always a $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time playthrough with BetRivers, your hometown book. Not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
We start with a moose in Miami. A vicious push. It opened 7.5, was bet down to 7. It's scoreless in the 7th inning. 7-0 final. Grand slam in the top of the ninth for the Cardinals. Molina went deep in the 7th. And then they had to make a two outs in the 9th. The guy had to make a right fielder at a sliding catch to save the run. Would have put it over.
Yep. Flaherty, a bounce back start for him. He was very good. And keep your eye on this Lopez for the Marlins. He's very good. He might be a candidate for a first five under guy. But it was 3.5 yesterday. Doesn't matter. Still came in.
Yep. Dodgers $1.60. Jansen, get out of my life. Lost an extra innings. You could see it coming. Suns Jazz under 227. 26 points scored in overtime. 117, 113. And you mentioned the Celtics laying 3.5 for 4. Up 5. Barrett hits the 3. No foul. They win by 2. Bad for the books. Phillies won. Yeah, that one looked too easy. Nola against, what was it, Peterson?
Yep.
What's his name?
Yep.
140 up to 160. 8-2 final. Bieber, 13-1 to the under, first 5. Indians run scored in the first 5 so far in the season. 0-1-1-0-0. Celtics Knicks under 214 down to 208. Spurs Nuggets under 223 down to 219. 106.96. Edmonton 180 up to $2. 8-0 against Ottawa this year. Puck line cash with the empty net goal with 1 second. Lose some. Pelicans 10.5 down to 8.5. Routed by Brooklyn 139 to 111. Couple of videos. This is great. California surfing, not a care in the world. The Dolphins get in on the fun. That is odd. Look at that. Right side by side with the surfer. Cowabunga.
Where would that rank all time as a personal highlight?
Oh!
First of all, the ability to surf is still would be incredible. But then to have this happen to you?
Top 10 moment.
Oh,
they're right next to him.
Easily.
They're following him. They're getting in on the fun. Three Dolphins. Look at that.
It's an amazing video.
That is. So is this. Let's go to Thailand. Las Vegas, Chris. Look at the. I don't even know how we got in here. Oh, no. The Komodo dragon in the convenience store. Fucking. Hey, big gulps, huh? I mean, he's trying to get the Slurpee machine, and he's crawling. Oh. That's a big guy.
He's tired. He's looking for a place to nap. Get out of my way.
Is he looking for a place to nap, or does he want the Slurpee machine?
I have no idea, but that's...
What is this, walk in?
I mean, if you go head to tail,
oh,
that thing's, what, at least 10 feet long? Look at how big the body... Oh, my God.
That is unbelievable.
It really is.
That's in Thailand. And here's a lose some. Let's go out to Canada. Again, Windsor, Ontario. Hello, Rogers. Garrison watches every day. He couldn't believe his eyes. 503. Do we got it? Oh, come on. Anyways, Garrison was out. He took the dog for a walk. It was a nice night. And the Christmas, the trees are all lit up in the front yard. They're all lit up. Three different shots of them. He goes, I can't believe it. Walk the dog, my own neighborhood. The trees lit up down the road. I couldn't believe my eyes as we are checking in April 8th. There you go. Thanks, Garrison. Win, lose.
Well, you couldn't show the video right there, but people get it, right, at this point? It's lights. It's a tree. It's a wreath. We understand. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
The tree, though. Not like not the Christmas tree. Like the big tree with all the lights up in the front yard.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, Andrew sent this in. Now, just take a look at the schedule. Just look at the schedule the rest of the month. You can find the Nuggets 27-1 at another book to win the division. They're five out. They're probably going to be favored in every game the rest of the month.
I think it's a good bet. And that's I bet them like 2 weeks ago.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Portland beats Utah tonight. I mean, they're
looking
at 7.
Would I.
That's a good spot for Portland tonight.
That would be huge, actually, for that bet. If I can get the Nuggets and the Suns to both get in, whew, man, now we're talking. But it's both those games. Like a Suns-Blazers parlay tonight. Oh, man.
Monster.
That'd be the best thing to happen in the NBA for me probably all year long.
Yeah.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Email is ftm@vsiN.com. ftm@vsiN.com. We will get into the NBA schedule. Maybe some more division odds. And this team is 12-4 ATS, last 16 against one of the top teams in this conference. That's coming up.
Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21. Are you ready? We're ready. $2,000. Bingo. VSIN2K. We're ready for the Masters. We're getting close here. These guys ready to tee off. The other thing you mentioned, too, tonight, if we could somehow get a Suns-Portland combo parlay to come in?
Yeah.
Well, if that happens, the Suns would be tied in the loss column for the one seed.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're right. This is no joke. If they didn't have those horrible losses to a couple bad teams and blowing that 25-point lead and 16-point lead to Charlotte, it'd be like a 20. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, they probably won a couple of games where it was a coin flip and they probably shouldn't have. So, but if all things considered here, those games that they blew with like a 25-point lead, and when they were at home laying between 7.5 and 11 points to really bad basketball teams, it'd be like 29-30 games right now.
Fun story.
You know, so it's, isn't it funny though? So the Heat, probably who they are at this point, this long into the season, and maybe they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Who knows how it's going to unfold for the Heat? But if we're going to all admit that, don't we have to kind of say the same thing about the Suns? Like this deep into the season, maybe they're legit.
Yep.
And it's like, nah, Clippers are too good. Lakers are going to have Davis and James back. Last night, Utah still had the comfortable lead. Who's to say in a 7-game series the Suns couldn't beat the Jazz?
Oh, absolutely they could.
Of course they could.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, your team, the Mavericks, they are 12-4 last 16 ATS against the Bucks.
Well, I got to see what happens with Freak here. I mean, this is, God, it's a bad loss. terrible performance. They've been playing so well. So at DraftKings Milwaukee 1.5 and 228, good game. But I punt on the game. No opinion.
All right.
If it's Freak, I like Milwaukee. If Freak plays, but that's, and I think Utah's too high. Open 7 at home against Portland. After the overtime?
Yeah.
I know short travel, but you're playing the overtime game, and that's a quick turnaround. Yeah. And for the same reason, though, you got to like the Clippers. Sitting back, waiting. Phoenix now. I mean, they put everything into that game. Mitchell was great, but the Suns get the win in overtime, and now they got to come right back and take the Clippers on, and the Clippers are 5-223 at DraftKings.
Yep, agreed.
So I like the Clippers.
It looks like, by the way, the Blazers at one spot here in town, down to 6.5 against the Jazz. Well, Jazz are... -6.5, obviously. 7 everywhere else.
And I'll tell you, the Heat are laying too much.
That's a big number.
8.5 against the Lakers. 204.5. The Lakers are playing good ball lately now.
They are, yes. I think they're, 4-6 without LeBron?
Well, then, but remember, I thought it was a 1-4 start. Wasn't it, or something like that? But they routed Sacramento.
Sure.
They had the win in Toronto. So now they're starting to get it and figure it out. And we just mentioned Miami's been bad at home. I don't think Miami could be laying 8.5.
Do you want to do anything with Cleveland against OKC? I mean,
Cavs should win. I mean, that was an impressive win. They were 8-point dogs and destroyed San Antonio the other night. And the Garland kid and Sexton and Love went off. And this is OKC outfit, which has got to be the worst team in the league. I think they're worse than Orlando.
Yep.
2-212. Cavs open the road favorite.
I actually don't really even mind laying the 2.5. I would actually maybe look at Moneyline Cleveland against OKC. They are the worst team in basketball. And there are a lot of bad ones right now, but they are numero uno in that category. By the way, some other divisions I'm looking at. I have the BetMGM app pulled up right now. The Nets are 145. What did you say they were at another spot?
I think...
$1.50 in that neighborhood?
What did Bet Rivers have? $1.30, I think.
Okay.
That's a good bet.
Here, the Sixers are plus 115. Yeah. In the Southeast, the Heat are $1.50. Hawks plus 160. Hornets in first place, 7-1. And the Northwest division, they have Nuggets 18-1. And the Jazz minus 5,000. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be, don't be surprised by, like, draft night if the Nuggets have that lead, like, down to, or the deficit down to, like, 1.5 games. This could be like the Indians a couple of years ago in baseball when they were 12 back of the Twins. But remember our buddy Point Shaver pointed out, look at their schedule over the next 6 weeks.
And they pulled, they got a one-game lead. Yeah.
They got even.
It was a great call.
It was incredible.
Yep.
And... Clippers Suns each $1.15 there.
Sacramento Detroit should be an AAU game. That should be, let's get a couple. Let's get some exercise in. Let's go up and down. I mean, that should be a track meet.
I think so.
That should fly over tonight. 6.5 and 227 at DraftKings. And the Bulls. You figure out Toronto. I mean, Bulls are laying 4 and 221 against the Raptors. I can't figure them out. I can't. I don't want to get involved. Nothing there. But
it is funny though to look at the respect. And where some of these teams land in the standings. In the Southwest, Dallas right now, 1.5 games up on Memphis. You're right. And Memphis, they are 14-1. What does their schedule look like?
Oh, it's a bear. That's why.
Oh, is it okay?
Dallas' schedule, yeah, you pull it up. It's vomit-inducing. It is so difficult. But Dallas, it's got Cupcake City. But again, you're blowing games to Houston. How about this tweet you sent me? StatMuse. The Warriors with Curry on the court. 13th best offense this season. Okay. The Warriors with Curry off the court. The worst offense by any team in the last 5 years. Oh, my God. There you go. File that one away.
I was blown away when I saw
Okay. Yeah. Better late than pregnant. I mean, that is... I'd still like to have that information when he doesn't play. My God.
Yep.
How can that be? Worst offense in five years
without him.
Jeez.
Think they need Klay Thompson back?
Huh. And a lot of guys back.
Yes, they do.
And you saw what happened when they didn't have Green.
Oh, God.
Or Curry against the Raptors.
Down by 60 in that game. So I'm looking right now. This is based on remaining overall record by percentage and the SOS. Dallas has the 5th easiest schedule remaining. It looks like they have 2 games against the Lakers. They have a game against the Bucks, the Sixers, and the Nets. They also have 2 against the Cavaliers, 2 against the Pistons, and some other easy ones. And Memphis is, they have the 9th easiest schedule. They have the Clippers. It looks like the Nuggets twice, the Bucks, the Blazers twice, but obviously thrown in there as well. They get the Magic two more times, the Pistons, the Raptors. I don't know. Game and a half back, 14-1. Crazier things have happened, I think.
Worth a shot. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it,
that's worth a shot, and so is Denver.
Yeah.
27-1.
And by the way, that's only from looking at one book. I mean, if you shop around, around today, you might find Memphis at 20-25-1 at some spots. Mm-hmm. Who knows how high they went with Dallas. So, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And shop around on the Colorado Avalanche. I'm calling that. That thing's over. Easiest schedule left in hockey.
Yeah.
And they have a 4-point lead over the Knights.
Yep. All right, so we have the Masters beginning in right around 20 minutes. Paul Stone's going to join the program next. He still has some time to get some bets in. He's a great matchup better in this sport. We'll give you those. He also has some guys that he likes outright. Yes, no, make the cut. All coming up next with Paul Stone. On DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app. Use the promo code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes every week. Don't wait. Sign up now. And new customers get a deposit bonus of up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, that phone number is 1-800-9-WITH-IT. You must be 18 years or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Paul Stone joins the program now. Great at betting matchups and golf in general. Good morning to you, sir. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing well and just excited for the Masters to be here. One of the great weekends on the sports calendar. Ready to go.
Yep, spot on. It really is. So before we get to your matchups, take us through some of the guys that you think have a good chance based on the numbers and who you like, current form, whatever else it might be, to win this baby outright.
All righty, we're teeing off in about 15 minutes, so I'll go through these fairly quickly. But, you know, I took three guys that are kind of relative short shots. I took four long shots or lottery tickets, if you will, starting with my shortest odds player, John Rahm at 10-1. You know, he's a guy that's only 26 years old. He's played well at the Masters, yet to win a major, but he's a guy who I think's got a great shot at winning the tournament. He finished in the top 10 after the last fall's Masters, rather. He's finished in the top 10 in six of his last eight PGA events. He's going to win here someday, and it could be this weekend. I took Patrick Cantlay at 22-1. This is a guy who I think just got perfect demeanor for this golf course. Finished tied for 17th here last fall. He had finished tied in ninth the year before in 2019. Just a guy who's playing great golf. Recently had a stretch of six straight finishes of tied 17th or better, so he's got great current form. Then move on to a guy who's kind of always the bridesmaid, never the bride, but Xander Schauffele at 18-1. You know, one of these days he's going to win a major. Hadn't won a golf tournament in over 2 years since January 2019, but he's played great in major tournaments so far. 14 majors, he has 10 top 25s and 7 top 10s in those 14 major appearances. I think one of these days he's going to win as well. Could it be this week? And then getting to the long shots, Canadian Corey Connors finished tied for 10th last fall at the Augusta. Really playing well right now. Took him at 100-1. Also took Texan Will Zalatoris from Plano, Texas. Guy who really dominated and played great last year on the Corn Ferry Tour. 14 starts this season on the PGA Tour, 5 top 10s, 10 top 25s, Will Zalatoris at 100-1. Siwoo Kim, the South Korean, a guy who's wildly consistent but won the 2017 Players' Championship against obviously a loaded field at 120-1. And then lastly, the Frenchman who played well at the Dell Match Play Tournament a couple of weeks ago at Austin Country Club, really played well. Victor Perez at 180-1.
I like that Zalatoris pick. I like it, top debutante as well. I know Paige recommended him. It appears you're fading Rory and also Hatton. Can you explain why?
Well, you know, Rory's just not in great current form. You pay a premium when you bet on a guy like Rory McIlroy because he's got such a big name. And now you've got him, you know, he's searching for his game. He recently enlisted the help of Pete Cowan, a swing coach, and I just think he's searching. So that's the reasoning behind that. And then you look at Tyrrell Hatton. I mean, he's a guy who's played a lot of great golf the last couple of years, but basically all of it's been in Europe. He stumbled. He did win on the PGA Tour. Trying to think what event, but he won recently on the PGA Tour. But he hadn't played well in the majors. I mean, the three majors that we played last year in calendar year 2020, missed the cut in all three. Here at Augusta, you look at his last few appearances here, last four appearances at Augusta, he's missed the cut twice. The two times he made the cut, he tied for 56th, then tied for 44th. So he hardly beat anybody that made the cut. So Tyrrell Hatton's not been good at Augusta, so faded him. Also, if you can find matchups on Brooks Koepka, I faded Koepka in a lot of matchups. Faded Bubba Watson, a couple other guys. So I certainly take a fade approach as part of my strategy.
Okay, how about miss the cut?
Miss the cut, I've got three plays. Start with Danny Willett at plus 122 to miss the cut. Since he won, posted that improbable victory at Augusta in 2016. His last three trips here, he's missed the cut. I think he's going to make it four in a row this weekend. He's made the cut just four times in eight tournaments during the current wraparound PGA Tour season. So I took Willett to miss the cut at plus 122. Tyrrell Hatton took him to miss the cut at plus 260. I pretty much explained the reasons for that. And then Matthew Wolff to miss the cut. Took that at plus 170. Contended last September at the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. Eventually finished second, six shots behind Bryson DeChambeau. But since then, he's really struggled mightily, especially in full field, you know, top-shelf events such as this. In November, his first Masters this past fall, shot 70-77, missed the cut by three strokes. I have no reason to think he's going to do any better this time around, so I took Wolff at plus 170 to miss the cut this weekend.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you have a lot of matchups. Tell us some of your favorite matchups for the tournament, and then use the first-round matchup you like as well.
Okay, I'll just go through these. We got Jordan Spieth. I took him at minus 113 over the aforementioned Rory McIlroy. You know, Spieth obviously returned to the winner's circle for the first time in almost 4 years last weekend at the Valero Texas Open. And prior to that victory, I mean, he was serving notice. He obviously was playing well coming in, hadn't quite got to the winner's circle, but he had finished in the top 10 four times in his previous six starts before winning in Texas. Guy, obviously, he absolutely loves Augusta National. He won here in 2015, tied for second a couple of times. He's also got a third here. And then again, you know, you got McIlroy, if I can get it out. You know, he enters searching for answers, as I said. He hired the swing coach. I just look at this one and I say Spieth's hitting his stride. McIlroy's trying to find his. So I like Spieth over McIlroy. Took Cameron Smith at minus 126 over the aforementioned Tyrrell Hatton. You look at Cameron Smith, getting a lot of attention for his mullet haircut, but I think he's a golfer more than anything, and he's one of the better golfers in the world right now. And Augusta, again, this is a course that really is specific to some guys' talents, and he's a guy who's shown the ability to play this golf course. He last year became the first golfer in Augusta history to shoot in the 60s in all four rounds, still lost by five shots to Dustin Johnson, but a great tournament last year when he was runner-up to Johnson. Also finished tied for fifth here in 2018. And again, Tyrrell Hatton, a lot of great golf, but none of it at Augusta, so took Smith over Hatton. And then I took Matthew Fitzpatrick at minus 129 over countryman Tommy Fleetwood. You look at Fitzpatrick since last fall's Masters. Fitzpatrick's played in four-stroke play PGA Tour events, all of them against stellar fields, tied for fifth, tied for 11th, tied for 9th, and tied for 10th. And then the match play tournament again a couple of weeks ago in Austin, he won two or three matches there. So he's a guy who's, you know, a great golfer. He has yet to win in the U.S. Hasn't been great in majors, but he did finish tied for 7th here in 2016. Fitzpatrick and Fleetwood, so far this PGA Tour season, they've been in three common events. Fitzpatrick's won twice. They tied the third time. I think Fitzpatrick makes it 3-0-1 by beating Fleetwood this weekend at the Masters. And then looking at that first-round matchup,
sure.
Paul Casey, at plus 115 over Rory McIlroy. In his past six appearances at Augusta, Casey has a tied for fourth, two sixth-place finishes, and a tied for 15th. So that's in his last six appearances. Last year, shot an opening round 65. I think he was the leader. So he really loves this golf course. He's really played well here. I think this matchup really should be about minus 110 both ways. It should be a toss-up. But again, you're paying a premium for Rory McIlroy. Yep. I took Paul Casey at plus 115 over McIlroy first-round matchup.
Excellent, sir. Did we squeeze them all in?
That's what I got here. We can talk about it. If you got any more time, we'll talk about whatever.
Do you get involved live?
You know, I might just to leverage some of my positions, but it's not something I really look at. I'll start. I'll be working on the following week's tournament during the tournament, and certainly watching it, and be working on college football and so forth. So I kind of shift my energies a little bit. But if I have, especially if I've got a golfer that's in contention to win the tournament. Multiple golfers, I'll certainly, work my position there to my favor if I make it through.
Yep. You can follow Paul on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. Love talking to you, pal. Good luck this weekend, okay?
Hey, same to you guys. Everybody have a great weekend of watching the Masters.
You got it.
Thank you.
Some of the numbers right now as the event is about to start. I'm looking at Circa. They couldn't get any action on Scottie Scheffler. He's 81-1. I thought 59-1 was a good number when I got him.
So everyone we talked to all week, it was Schauffele, Cantlay, and there was a lot of support for Connors, too.
And Justin Thomas.
And there was some Rahm,
The Connors number here at Circa, down to 85-1 on Corey Connors. Abraham Answers, 145-1. Evidently, no fish are biting on him. Zalatoris, 160. You want to go bet him right now? He's 165. Max Homa is 185-1. He just won Riviera.
Yeah.
And Jason Kokrak, Indy Jeff, loves Jason Kokrak. Others do as well. He's 170-1 right now.
And recommended Homa. How about our guy, Spenny Mac?
Yeah.
You okay, Spenny? In Vancouver. A $3,000 14-team parlay, all yes to make the cut. Pays $50,000. How about every guy birdies early on hit the cash out? Look, JT, Cantlay, Reed, Casey, Simpson, Fleetwood, Gaptooth Goofball, Oosthuizen, is Humans calls him, Schauffele, Morikawa, Berger, Fitzpatrick, Matsuyama, Scott, and Answer. There you go. Well, $3,000 to win $50,000. All to make the cut.
There will be a lot of unhappy people if Patrick Reed wins this thing again. And he's 39-1.
Slippery Louie. Oosthuizen. Oh, that's good.
Humans, who else mentioned that this week?
What's that? Oosthuizen?
They don't like Reed. Was it yesterday? Was it Tim Simons?
It was Jonah. It was Jonah Ryan.
Yeah, he mentioned. That's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
Tim said it. Bad person.
Yeah, don't like him. Can't root for that guy. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, no one likes the guy.
His own family
doesn't like him. There you go.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Email is ftm@vsin.com. We're also on Twitter at @vsinlive. Michael Lombardi, by the way, on the NFL in 10 minutes, which is going to be a lot of fun. Up next, there is a narrative that an NFL coach can win with any quarterback. Is that true? The numbers don't lie. Find out coming up next.